I want to share with you the Beats mindfulness practice that I use regularly. Beats is B-E-A-T-S. It stands for body, environment, affections, thoughts, and soul. And what I'd like to do is just guide you through this process so that you can do it on your own. It starts by finding a comfortable place to sit. You want to be able to have your feet flat on the floor, your back in an upright, good posture. You want to be comfortable and ready to receive the words that we give. It may be helpful to find a quiet place to do this, whether that's inside or maybe this is even better, a nice, beautiful spot in nature. But for now, I'm just going to walk you through the practice, and you can use this as you see fit. So get comfortable. Turn your attention to the presence of God. Remember that you are always in God's presence. There is nowhere you can hide from Him, and you don't have to hide. He loves you, He cares for you, and He's creating this safe, welcoming presence for you to explore what's happening inside you. So turn your attention to God's presence, and as we go through this practice, just remember, He is with you, and you are with Him. Take a few deep breaths, breathing in deeply from your stomach, letting your diaphragm expand. Breathe in to the count of three, and pause for just a little bit, and then exhale. You want your exhale to be a little bit longer than your breathing in. So I find it helpful to breathe into the count of three and exhale to the count of six. After you exhale, pause. Breathe in. Exhale. And as you're breathing, just try and focus on your heartbeat. Without putting your hand on your chest, can you feel your heart beating in your chest? Try to match your breathing to the rhythm of your heartbeat. Now, what I want you to do is just starting at the top of your head and moving all the way down to your feet. Scan through each muscle group in your body, noticing where you have tension, where you might feel tight or sore. Focus your thoughts on that muscle and feel free to move around to try and get some comfort, to relax. Sometimes it's helpful to tighten that muscle for a few seconds and then release it and notice that calming feeling as it's released. Listen to that tension. Maybe there's a story behind it. Is it coming from stress? Anxiety? Maybe you had a good workout this morning and it's just tired. Working down through the head and neck, into your shoulders, your arms. Now focus on your back, the middle of the back, muscles that run from your neck to the middle of your back, are they tense? Move your head around and see if you can feel the tension there. As you move down through your back and into your legs, what are you noticing? Even down to your feet. Just pay attention to any areas that feel tense or stressed or sore. And keep breathing. Just try to relax. Once you've had enough time to scan through your body, we'll move on to the next section. Feel free to pause the recording here and finish your body scan before moving on to the next. Okay, we've scanned the body, and now we want to turn our attention to our environment. We're going to start with listening, but we want to move through all the senses. We want to listen to the things that are close by, maybe the soft, quiet sounds, not just the big, obvious sounds, but listen for the subtle things that you may not usually hear. Maybe it's something that's really far away, something that's close. If you're in nature, it's great to try and pick out the different sounds of birds or animals, bugs, the sounds in the trees. And I'm going to play some nature sounds here for you so that you can do that if you're not outside. But feel free to pause the recording here to listen to what's in your environment. Okay, now we want to move into using our other senses. So what does the air around you smell like? What are you noticing in the air? How does it feel on your skin? Is there a taste to it? If you're outside and you're sitting in the grass, maybe you're feeling the coolness of the earth or the dampness of the grass. Maybe it's really hot and you're feeling the humidity. Just notice with all your senses what you can and name it. Again, you can pause the recording here to take a few minutes to notice what's going on. Now that we've scanned the body and we've listened and felt our environment, we want to start moving our attention inward to our affections. Affections is just an older word for emotions, feelings. What's going on inside of you? What I'd like you to do is just notice what you are feeling without judgment. Don't think of it as right or wrong or good or bad. Just name it. I'm feeling happy. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling angry. Just offer it up to God. Once you've named one emotion, be sure you're really allowing yourself to feel that emotion for a few seconds. Offer it up to God, and then see if there's something else behind that one or beneath it. Are there other emotions that you're feeling at the same time? Do the same thing with those. Feel it, name it, offer it up to God, and just say, God, I am feeling sad, or I am feeling happy. I'm feeling content. I'm feeling anxious. Whatever it is, take a few seconds to offer it up to God. You can pause the recording here to do that. Now that we've moved through body, environment, and affection, we want to turn our attention to our thoughts. And here, again, we're going to just notice what we're thinking. Without judgment, without evaluation, just notice the thoughts that kind of come to the surface, and it may be helpful to think of them as a leaf on a gentle stream. You notice the leaf, you notice the thought, and you kind of let it float by. And then when it's gone, you look for another leaf or thought. What are you thinking? Again, don't judge it. Don't dwell on it too long. Name it. Offer it up to God. God, I am thinking about my family today. I'm thinking about what I have to get done at work. Just name it and let it go. You can pause the recording here to work through your thoughts for a few minutes. Okay, we've worked through our body scan. We've listened to our environment. We've paid attention to our affections and our thoughts. And now, in the presence of God, we just want to notice the stirrings in our soul. In the very core of you, that part of you that is led by the Holy Spirit, is closest to Christ, is the truest version of yourself. Just notice what's happening there. Are there things that you want to say to God from the depths of your soul? Take a few moments and say them. They may be offerings of worship. They may be complaints, laments. Just offer them whatever it is, truthfully up to God. He can take it, whatever you have to offer. Are there things that God is speaking into your soul? There's stirrings from the Holy Spirit that you're noticing. Take a few moments to listen in silence and solitude to what the Spirit may be saying. When you are done, just offer up a prayer of thanks to God for meeting you in this space and worship Him for just a moment. You may want to end with a short prayer, with an amen, or you may want to move into a time of reading a scripture or meditation, or just continue in silence and solitude. I hope that this practice will be useful for you, and I pray that it's a blessing to your walk with God, and that it helps you to reduce your stress, your anxiety, and to find focus for your day.